right, we're back. Boarding Crossfire right here, 99.3 Nigerian Fall. My oh my. Okay. Like I said, we have something down our sleeves there, which will be putting out for you guys very shortly, very soon. Trust me. But this morning, conversation continues over the economy and the state of things. We want to focus on the transportation sector. How has it been for you as far as moving around is concerned? How has it been for you as far as moving around is concerned? One of the most important aspects of transportation, one of the things about transportation is that when the president announced subsidy is gone on May 29, 2023, that removal of subsidy was on petrol. Now, where do you put petrol? You put petrol in your car. You put petrol in your truck. You put petrol in your bus. You put petrol in your motorcycle. You put petrol in your keke. You put petrol in your generator. So two sectors that were immediately affected by that declaration by Mr. President. And I always insist the president didn't remove subsidy. He just simply told Nigerians what he meant on board. But that's a debate that I don't want us to get into. The president, when he made that declaration, the immediate effect was on the transportation sector. Buses, taxis, which one did they call Korokpe? Is that what they call it in Lagos? And all those, you know, keke, okada, everybody took their price up. And that affected the cost of food. It affected the cost of services. You know, everything just went up because they say what? Them don't remove subsidy. So we want to know how it has been for you as far as transporting yourself from your house to, you know, town for your various activities is concerned. We want to know how it's been for you. Please feel free to call the numbers we usually advertise, 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993. And this morning, we also want to talk about overcoming the high transportation costs in an inflation-hit economy. Overcoming the high transportation costs in an inflation-hit economy. We have a guest with us. He's joining us via phone. His name is Captain Nnamdi J.E. Chizoba. He's a transport sector entrepreneur, and he's the founder and CEO of My Co-Pilot app. He's also founder of Nemedix Ecosystem Technology Limited. He's a business development executive. He's a token economics expert. He's a blockchain protagonist, and he is a captain. He's a supply chain and oil and gas professional over 15 years industry experience working with transnational organizations with global footprint. He held various roles, including business opportunity manager, business advisor, a terminal supervisor, mooring master pilot and pilot, marine officer, and LNG deck officer. And he joins us via phone. Captain Chizoba, good morning to you. Captain, can you hear me, please? All right. Try and get back to him. I thought we had him on the line. So please start calling now and tell us what exactly you've been going through. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Oga Sharif.
Yeah, Kofi Bartos. Yeah, who do we have on the line, please?
Morning. This is Ola from Lagos.
All right, Ola. How have you been coping with the high transportation costs? What have you been coping with?
My Oga, I drive a Corolla. Before the issue of subsidy, I used 10K to fill the tank, and I used it for Uber. I used it for 2 days. But now, I'm not able to fill my tank. But every day I buy fuel of 20K every day now. From 10K for 2 days, now it's 20K every day. My generator at home, I can't even run it again. The generator cobwebs has covered it where I left it. So the food before, on weekly basis, I used to give my wife 20K. But now, I give her 50K on weekly basis. It's still not enough. Yet, I drive from 4 a.m. till 11, 12 a.m. I still can't meet up. This thing is crazy. It's deadly. They want to kill us completely in this country.
Ah, my brother. Thank you so much for sharing. He used to give his wife 20K a week, and that doesn't even go around. My brother, transportation alone, eh? Let's not talk about rent. Let's just deal with transportation. Ambassador.
Kofi, my man.
Ambassador, you know they treat you.
Carry something over to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to send you to Port Harcourt. We're going to raise money for you.
Oh, really?
So women are protesting because of that thing at night.
Yeah.
But here in Lagos, so women are complaining overdose because of Amatan. So maybe those men should relocate to Lagos because they are Amatan in Lagos.
They
so
said,
the women
they said,
in Lagos already.
There's no light now in PH, so they can't do
Lagos,
anything.
Yeah. The women in Lagos are complaining that overdose because of Amatan.
Oh.
They are complaining that their man has given them overdose.
Oh, because of Amatan. Well, so the women in Port Harcourt are complaining that light, no degree.
So they should locate to Lagos. Yeah, so they have it more. Men in Lagos are very tight guys. They're like confident. No.
My wife, they here for Lagos with
okay,
me.
No problem. So she enjoys it because of the matter. I'm speaking those in Port Harcourt too.
Yeah,
now, COVID itself, honestly speaking, one side for the government and one side for the individual, we are so wicked to ourselves. We don't love one another at all. And they say God is loved. Although the president announced something has gone, does that mean that the supply he has immediately should be increased? It's going on right now. Because they hear that maybe the price may be increased. They have what they have in stock already, they will start putting money. It's not done. Sure, stamina. We should be limited to ourselves. Sure, stamina. So that word is on ground,
right,
but part of the government. But we said we should have take it with ourselves. That
right.
What goes around comes around.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. So from what we've heard, I mean, most of you are finding it difficult to cope with the transportation costs. How has it been for you, for instance? From where to where have you been moving? And what was it before the president announced the removal of subsidy on petrol? What were you paying then for your normal route? Is it those who use a ride-hailing app? Are we talking about those who use Danfo? Are we talking about those who use BRT, those who use Okada, those who use Keke, those who use Kabu Kabu or the yellow tax? Which one? What were you paying before the removal of subsidy? What are you paying now? Captain Nnamdi Chizoba is with us. I read out his profile earlier. He's the founder of MyCopilot Limited, MyCopilot app. He's also the co-founder of Knee Medics Ecosystems Technologies Limited. It's a business development executive, a token economics expert, and blockchain protagonist and captain. Captain Chizoba, good morning to you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you very much. Good morning to you, Kofi, and thanks for having me.
All right. Captain Nnamdi Chizoba is also a supply chain and oil and gas professional of over 15 years industry experience working with transnational organizations with global footprint. He held various roles, including a business opportunity manager, business advisor, terminal supervisor, mooring master and pilot, and marine officer, an LNG deck officer. For you, when you hear Nigerians complain about high cost of transportation, will you, as a transportation sector entrepreneur, will you narrow it down to just removal of subsidy, or is this something that happens from time to time? You know, maybe because of the way things never remain the same, they say. What are your thoughts on all of that?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. So when you talk about the challenges of transportation or the high cost of transportation, there are a plethora of events or elements that are, you know, put together to bring that to happen. This is not just one single factor of subsidy removal. It's been coming in other climes or in developed worlds. They're planned. They have short, medium, and long-term plans and goals on how to tackle logistics infrastructure, you know, taking into account the population growth, the birth and the death rate and all that. But, you know, bringing it home, I don't see that happening. Everybody just comes into, you know, power and does whatever he wants to do within that period. So there is no posterity planning. There's no long-term planning, you know. So, again, retracting to really answer the question precisely, there are a few things that actually have happened. One is that we don't plan. Two, we have poor road networks. So we spend more going through the same distance. Of course, you know that most of our roads are not motorable. We lack the right personnel with the right skill set to do some of the roads. I went through a road the other day and I was wondering, was there an engineer that it was a new road, was just, you know, finished and was just flagged or was just launched, sorry, commissioned. And I was going through there and I was wondering, who did this? It was an undulating road. In Sena climbs, this, you know, the engineer would have lost his license for doing that kind of. So, again, you have traffic, you have insecurity on the road, you have the checkpoints that are never ending, you know, taking money from people who are already impoverished by the system. And then you have floods, and in some cases, you have, like I say, insecurity. So you put all those things together, this adds to this increases and adds to the unit operating cost. Because whatever happens to logistics would eventually cascade the same costs where the last man, you know, the receiving man or the end user would have to pay it. So it's not just the element of subsidy removal as a standalone, but, you know, events that are coming together to work against us. However, having said that, the subsidy removal in itself had a major, you know, part to play. I was just looking at it. You move from, you know, about sometime before the handover last year, we were buying fuel at, say, you know, 185, 165, and then we moved to 600. And some people would argue that it's 650 or 700 in the area, depends on where you're calling from, where you live in Nigeria. And that's a humongous disparity or humongous difference from what it was and from this. And then, of course, the end user still pays it. Still pays the, you know, for this increase. So, yes, it has a part to play, but there are other lots factors. Of other elements that may happen.
All right. Quite interesting. You've talked about floods, which impacts the cost of transportation. You've talked about poorly constructed roads and bad roads, which affects the cost of transportation. You've talked about checkpoints, which affects the cost of transportation. And you've talked about, of course, poor road network as well. These are things you don't often think about, and that's why you're here. But you're saying that invariably the cost increase, the inflation we've seen, in not just in transportation sector in recent months, but all over the economy is because of this thing called subsidy is gone. I want to take some more calls, but if you're listening tonight, this morning, please call us on 0700-993-993-993. And you tell us how this transportation is for you, how you've been affected by the increasing cost of everything in the country today. Captain Chizoba, Nnamdi Chizoba, what's your assessment on the palliatives given by the federal government and some state governments, including the Lagos state government, to help cushion the effect of the increase in the cost of transportation? Federal government did a slashing of transport fare by 50%. They also had buses taking people from parts of the country to different parts of the country, etc., etc. The Lagos state government did its own as well. What's your assessment of that exercise?
So, thank you again for this question. If you want me to give him my honest opinion about this, then 100%. But yeah, so but let me be constrained in what I say here. I would say in part, I would commend the federal and state government for the intentions. I hope it's not theatrics. I hope it's not one of those promises. However, we are yet to feel that intention. I will only call it intention because we are not feeling the impact. If the intentions were actually carried out, if the intentions were actually executed, then we should be in the dividends of those intentions. And if it's also well planned, I believe that, you know, giving palliatives in times like this is great. For example, let me use Lagos State's as an example. We have the BRTs, which is, you know, solely or in part owned by the government. If you zero the costs on BRT for a certain number of months or years until, you know, the realities the remunerations are augmented or adjusted or reviewed to reflect the realities. You know what I mean? Because most people still earn what they still earn, whether we're earning last year or last 2 years. Now there's no increase.
All right.
And nobody's saying, "Oh, I understand your plight. All I'm right. empathic." What you're going through, instead of, no, okay, I'm going to give you an extra 20,000, 100,000, 200,000 to cater for. You know, most companies are not doing that. They don't even want to listen. They don't even want to talk about that. So if we'll focus on, say, BRT and say, okay, let's zero it or let's make it 70% slash for, you know, this number of months, that will go a long way. We know that it is BRT. For example, the one that was done during the Yuletide, and people say, oh, they gave this and they gave that, but people were going there and then they're still paying the same amount. What I would expect the federal government to do is not just buying buses or giving us what I call still called intention in constraint. Okay.
And now, please hold the thought. We want to just pay some bills in a matter of a few minutes. We'll be back to continue from where we left off. And of course, those of you listening, stay with us.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. It's still the Morning Crossfire right here on 99.3 Nigerian 4, in the ongoing conversation over the state of the Nigerian economy, a sector that has been one of the hardest hit happens to be the transportation sector. And that transport sector also affects a lot of other things. The cost of food, transportation sector. The cost of drinks, transportation sector. The cost of services, transport. The cost of goods, transport. So how do we overcome high transportation costs in an inflation-hit economy is what we're talking about this morning on The Crossfire. My name is Kofi Bartel, 0700-993-993-993. You can share your experience as far as taking care of your transportation costs and needs are concerned. Since May 29, 2023, when we're told the economy has improved, how have you found the cost of transportation, your personal life? I mean, is it higher? Is it lower? Is it the same? And how are you coping? I expect that it will be higher. Just asking the questions. Experts are saying the rising cost of transportation has partially contributed to the surge in Nigeria's food inflation. And by extension, the headline index, that's the overall measure of a consumer price index, which includes food, which also includes energy. Also, according to experts, rising transportation costs have filtered into other parts of the inflation index, particularly the food component. Of course, we know what happened. Let's recall that President Bola Tinubu in December 2023 approved a 50% slash in the price of interstate transportation fares for Nigerians traveling during the Yuletide from December 21, 2023 to January 4, 2024. Our guest this morning has told us his assessment of all of that. Also, we had some palliative transportation measures right here in Lagos State by Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu. Okay, my guest, to our guest, because it's you and I doing this morning, is a transport sector entrepreneur, Captain Namdi J.E. Chizoba. He's also the founder and CEO of My Copilot Limited, makers of My Copilot app. He's the founder of Nemedex Ecosystems Technology Limited. He's a business development executive, a token economics expert, and a blockchain protagonist and captain. All right. Before I go back to you, Captain, let me put the give a call. Let's breathe. I don't want to suffocate them. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kofi Patel.
Okay, you're back.
This is Pastor Ladipo.
All right, Pastor Ladipo, your contribution, please.
Calling from Odilego.
Good to hear from you.
You see, everything we do here in this country, whether we like it or not, is tied to petroleum. Sincerely speaking, that single word has affected us. But the way out is this. Let the government themselves go back to that petroleum sector. You see that thing they said they removed. Let them bring it back. I will tell you, if they bring it back, you will discover that with immediate effect, there are things that have skyrocketed, including transportation, that will just cut down drastically.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. We have Joy in Ikeja. Joy, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Kofi.
Welcome.
Good morning to your guest.
Good morning.
You know, you were talking about transport has been so high. After the subsidy removal, it went up so high. Now, the patients were paying a particular amount. It was increased like 3 times to what we usually pay. Now, my own annoyance right now is even the government that are even supposed to like help us to make this thing easier. Lagos State government, after a year last week, increased the bus. Where they were collecting 500 and something, now went back to collecting 800. What's the
problem? Oh, Joy. Okay, Joy, your line isn't too clear. That's Joy in Ikeja. This one is Joy in Lagos. I don't know if she's in Ikeja.
It's Market Woman.
Oh, Market Woman. Your name too now, Joy. Hey, I don't catch you. Okay, Market Woman, welcome. Welcome. What's your contribution, please?
See, my contribution. See, if you are not into business, you can blame those who are in business that they have to these things we are going through. Do you know when you have products before, there is increase. You cannot sell the way you buy it before. If you sell it, you will run out of business. You will run out. Oga Kofi, that is just the truth. For somebody to be blaming those who are selling their increase, no, because he don't know what is business or he's not into it. That is why he's blaming them. They will pack out of that business if they sell the old price. Again, palliative. We don't need it or that coffee.
Right.
That palliative they are giving us is an insult.
All
Let
right.
them put this in order.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so kindly for your time. Okay, Captain Nnamdi Chizuba, I want to come back to you now. I don't know if you saw the story. I think, I'm assuming you did, of a Nigerian soldier recently. A Nigerian soldier who was lamenting the cost he has to, the amount of money he has to spend to pay his way from place to place in the country. He's stationed in Maiduguri, Borno State capital, and he said that there was a viral video, you know, where he said he was lamenting the fact that he wasn't able to visit his family, you know, due to the transport fare that he claimed is higher than his salary. He's a soldier. So in that viral video, the cost of transportation to his hometown is 35,000 naira, which amounts to 70,000 naira for a round trip. Now, he earns 50,000 naira a month. All right, he earns 50,000 naira a month. If he has to spend 35,000 naira to go home and then 35,000 naira to come back, then where will he get the money from? This is a classic example of what Nigerians are going through, especially interstate. So while we're looking at intrastate, the interstate travel is also high. So I want you to tell us, give us solutions. For those who are listening, how can they navigate this shock of having to pay more than even they are earning to at least manage and reduce the burden and the cost of transportation? Let's start from maybe state to state. Are you there?
Yeah, thank you again, Kofi. When I read that on Punch and subsequently saw the viral videos, I wept, because these are people who carry guns, who are licensed to carry guns and protect our sovereign country or sovereign nation. These are people we depend on to fight for us in the creeks, in the swamp, in the bush, on that rain and sun. And the N50,000 in today's exchange rate to dollar, that is about $30 or, you know, $40. How could you give $40 for someone who's going to spill his blood to protect lives and property? How is that possible? So let's even assume that 50,000 or 40,000 was the case. You know, was transport money or fare for that particular trip. After how many, after a year, after 12 months in the bush, that kept me pondering where we're headed for the country. But again, what you're asking are the solutions. How do we solve that? First, I think we should immediately, as a matter of urgency, you know, review the remuneration of all our security outfits. But again, coming back to what to answer the question precisely, there are a couple of ways to which he could have, if he had planned ahead of time. One of the major ways of that is carpooling. You have people who are going to, you know, the same direction with you. You come together, you get the car. If the car is supposed to be, you know, 40,000 to that destination, you guys are four or five. At the end of the day, you find out you're paying only 10,000 naira or 8,000, as the case may be, to and fro, less than 20,000 for the same distance you could have paid for. He could have paid that 70,000 or thereabouts. Of course, there are other ways to, you know, to cut. But for him specifically, that may be not the only way. I would have said use metro or use tubes and all these things. But of course, you and I know we do not have them. For those who drive every day to work, I feel you. I used to drive a long distance to work every morning. And of course, congestion is also problem. It's a very serious, especially in Lagos, where we call ourselves, you know, a big city, a mega city, but we do not have the prerequisites, what it takes to be a mega city when it comes to logistics infrastructure. The three, you know, minimum, you know, you need to have that of the waters, you know, and I don't mean what we have now, where you move from where you move from Ikorodu to Ajah or Apapa with safety and inspection regimes thrown out. No, I mean where you have real good, you know, regulated waterways, inland waterways that move goods and personnel.
All right.
One. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, loud and clear. Go on.
Yeah. Number two, of course, the roads. We do not have good roads, and we've talked about that. Everybody knows we don't have good roads. We don't have, you know, enough, you know, routes, alternative routes to go about our daily activities. That's number two. Number three, the metro system, both the tubes and the overheads and on ground. The one that's been built by Lagos State, it's been there for, you know, we know how long. And soon my children will join them in the construction, and it's still there. So we have to come to a place where we are serious, really serious about this. And once you have this in place, you find out that transportation will just, and then productivity will go through the roof, because the man hours wasted in Lagos State can build another country in a year. The man hours wasted in Lagos State traffic can build another country. Remember, it's adjudged to be the fourth or the fifth largest economy, as if it's a country in Africa. So you can imagine the mammoth man hour wasted in traffic every day.
All right.
The government is not. You know,
yeah, Captain.
So
yeah, but I want to zero in on something you said, Namdi. talked about carpooling. I know what carpooling is because I hear that a lot. You know, in the United States of America, they talk about carpooling. It's not something that we're used to in Nigeria. Explain to our listeners what it is, how it works, and is it really feasible in this part of the world? You know, looking at the security situation, our culture, and all that. But first of all, like, kind of break it down for us so we can understand what exactly that is and how that can be a solution.
Okay, so like you already said, let me not flog it. Carpooling is already being used in other climes. Or we could also refer to it as car sharing or ride sharing, where, you know, you have a ride or you have a car, you are going from point A to point B, and you want to be smart about it. You share that ride. You have a platform where, you know, you could come together and tell, you know, set your ride and say, I'm going here. Other people will come there and join you and then go in towards that same direction. And again, you pay less, like you would have, you know, paid normally on conventional modes of movement.
Okay, so to keep it simple, if Tunde is my neighbor and I know Tunde goes to VI, like I come every morning, I can say, Tunde, okay, park your car now, let's use mine.
Exactly. You just tell. I think that's the best way to describe it. So every morning, you and Tunde go to work, and then you help Tunde with a tip to pay for his fuel.
Okay.
And then Tunde is happy because now Tunde is not paying for the fuel alone. But if you can imagine if it's not just you, and then Tunde has Femi, has Nkechi, has Amaka, and Musa to join together. What happens is at the end of the day, Tunde not only does not pay for fuel at all, Tunde now makes money every day going to work and coming back from work. And then you're of course riding with someone you know very well, and you know that the rides are much better than jumping and having a garlic party, like my friend will put it, on the public transport.
How fast time flies. You know, in Nigeria at the point it was about we had too many cars, we had too much money, and the roads are not enough, so we used to have odd numbers and even numbers. And now we have the cars, but there's no money to fuel them. You know, for a lot of people, it's quite sad. I hear some people even park their cars, you know, at bus parks to enter public transportation to be able to get to work and all that. Okay, let's pick some more calls. My guest this morning is Captain Nnamdi Chizoba. He's the chief executive, founder and chief executive officer of My Copilot app, and also the co-founder of Nemedix Ecosystems Technology Limited. As a business development executive, token economics expert, blockchain protagonist, and the captain. All right, I see a few more calls coming through. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, welcome. Who do we have on the line, please?
This is Shadi from Ijebu.
Shadi, good to hear from you. Shadi, talk to us.
Okay, on transportation, I think we ourselves, apart from the fuel, what's it called? High cost of fuel, we ourselves don't even messy one another as Nigerians. Mm, ask okay. me why.
Why?
Okay, for instance, on Monday, I was heading to Lagos Island for business purpose. From Charlie Boy to Obalinde, I entered a Siena bus for 1,000 Naira. Mm-hmm. While the big Fedeco that tore that axis were carrying 700 Naira, 800 Naira, and those buses, they are not even sufficient to carry the crowd that was on the road, as in the passengers that are waiting for buses.
Mm-hmm.
So initially I said, okay, I will enter, because ordinarily that bus is supposed to be 300, 400,
okay,
depending on the time you are boarding that bus, those buses.
All right.
And later they can say 500 Naira. But times two of that or times three of that to be paid is very, very, very alarming.
Yeah.
Then I now experiment a week before that time. I left Lagos Island around 12 for 1. Those areas where they carry 500, I enter 300. That is from Lagos Island to Oshodi, 300. From Oshodi to, what's it called?
Okay.
To Ilasa,
yeah,
100 Naira.
Okay, Shadi, finally.
Ordinarily,
Finally, Shelly, because of time,
I have carried that 200.
Yeah, time.
Then the last one was what's it called, from Ilasa to Gate.
Okay.
They carried 300 naira. While in the evening they carry 500 naira.
Okay.
Do we have mercy on ourselves?
Okay. It's not fair. you're saying that the transporters are
cost.
Okay, fantastic. You're saying they've increased
people.
Oh yeah, exploiting people. Okay, that's interesting. Shelly, thank you. So she's saying transfers are also adding their own to the fire that we're getting from the inflation. We have Mr. Boli on the line calling from... Okay, I can't see the location. Mr. Boli, welcome. Take it away.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, welcome.
Good morning to your guest as well.
Welcome.
Okay, let's just say this. When this issue of transmission came up, the government subsidized BRT just to alleviate the pains and the sufferings of the masses. What happened along the line that they stopped it, I don't understand. That's number one. Number two, most times, just come out to say they want to do this and they don't even end up doing it. You said subsidy is gone. Without putting measures in place to alleviate the sufferings of the people, it's not as if you subsidized fuel. It's not as if you put any other thing in place and then you just cause people suffering and then there's a ripple effect on food items and everything holistically. So I would say, instead of that, we ourselves as the people are to be blamed. The government itself also brought all this thing to the fore presently. And most of the measures that your guest highlighted, honestly, in this climb, I don't see it working. The workability and the practicability for me is not feasible enough. Thanks
right.
And God bless.
Thank you so very kindly for your time. Okay, we're running out of time. Back to you, Nnamdi Ichezuba. You heard the last caller. She says she doesn't think that ride sharing or carpooling, like you said, will work. We have just 1 minute, so I want to give you a chance to answer Ms. Oboli and also the round off.
Okay, yeah, thank you again once more. Let me quickly put that she will be speaking from, you know, the amount of information and that's disposed to her, and I understand her plight. I know where she's coming from. But that ride sharing is the way to go. In terms of security architecture and the rest of them, the platform, of course, if you have a ride sharing platform, it takes care of that, where everybody is verified. And then going, and the reason we are having, like Shadi said, the reason you are having some of the issues where you come in and then they just increase the price because there's no mechanism to check that. Most of those platforms that do carpooling, you will have the algorithm that it's predetermined. I mean, the fare you're going to pay is free. If it is 500, if it's 200, 300, you can't change that because it's an in-app stuff. So, and also you run away from the fears. They take away the fears of, oh, the unknowns, the one chances and the rest of them. And again, of course, you're going through that journey, you're going through with corporate individuals, people who have similar mindset like you, and you will not be in a rush. Just before I round off, I just want to say that I have an opinion, I have a belief that just like India with 1.4 billion people, over, you know, 600% of our population, they still subsidize energy, they subsidize food and energy and fertilizer. What are we subsidizing to augment? I feel the pains of it. If you go through the road, you know that people are going through pain. Subsidy must come back, but the corruption within the subsidy regime must be dealt with, and that's what I